Grace to you and peace from the one who creates and redeems and sustains all things. Amen. I will confess it's one of my least favorite gospel stories. Mary and Martha. Partly because we all know it, and it, for some reason over the decades, has sort of drawn us to choose sides. How often over the course of 30 some odd years of ministry have I heard people say, I'm a Martha, or I'm a Mary. And then we have a Mary who's a Martha. Who knew? We all have our roles, it seems. And it seems that we will defend them to the death. Marthas are better, Marys are better. Jesus seems in our gospel lesson for today to take Mary's side. There he comes into the home and he's beginning to speak to people, and Mary sits at his feet and Martha does exactly what she's expected to do. Martha does what needs to be done. After all, how many times have we heard Jesus speak about hospitality and the welcoming of people? Over and over and over again, it is important. The washing of feet, the gathering of food, of water, of oil, of cakes. All of these little things need to be done. It's expected. Jesus seems in this particular text, as Mary sits at the feet, and Mary or Martha, you can see her. I can see her clearly in my head because I am Martha. She is in there putting the scones on the plate and getting the coffee ready. She is, getting the little cute doilies ready to go to serve everyone as she goes on her way. And she is cleaning the dishes and getting the coffee cups and the teacups, and she's washing people's feet and she's doing all of this stuff. And what is Mary doing? Not nothing. One of my least favorite Christian phrases. She's sitting at the feet of the Master, right? She's listening. Also, something Jesus reminds us to do over and over and over again. To put aside our distractions and our needs and our cares and our wants. To listen for something new in the Holy Spirit. To hear words of hope and peace and transformation. That we might be remade. Mary also is doing exactly what she should be doing. So why does Jesus, I wonder, when Martha says, Lord, Lord, my sister is doing nothing and she has left me to do all of these things. And in just this incredible, wonderful moment, Jesus says, Martha, Martha. And I always want to add, Martha, 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 Martha. Leave her alone. She's chosen the better part. Well, we live in an age where, despite all of our modernity and all of our progress and all of the ways in which we think we have come a long way, baby, it turns out that we still have very defined roles in the world, and we're pretty attached to them. I think Jesus commends Mary not so much for the fact that she is sitting at his feet, but that she has chosen the role less traveled, the one that would not have been expected of her. Like it or not, in those day and age, for the most part, the roles were even more defined than today. Women took care of all of the household things that needed to be taken care of. Men had the privilege of sitting at the feet of the Master. Mary steps outside of the role that's expected of her and she sits at the feet of the Master, the role less traveled. And in stepping outside of that role, she creates something new, something transformative. Maybe that's why we sometimes have a problem with this story. And maybe that's part of the problem that we're having today. Like Martha, we have become accustomed to roles, so much so that we don't even see them most of the time. The last few weeks have been an incredibly painful and difficult time in which ancient, or at least old, roles and old ways of thinking and old stereotypes have been reinforced over and over and over again. Despite our modernity, what's come out especially over the last few weeks are tired old stereotypes. Blacks kill cops. Cops kill blacks. Muslims kill everyone. Women are worth less than men. We've seen that time and time again. Our roles in society and even within the church continue to be strengthened by our own insistence and resistance to change. Women are worth less than men. Filipinos clean things. Gays get AIDS, and white men run everything. Probably that doesn't ring quite true to you, but yet, on a greater cosmic level, they are roles that continue to be venerated and held fast. Perhaps what we need is a role less traveled. Perhaps, like Mary, those of us who are accustomed to sitting at the feet of the Master may need to get up and do the dishes. For those of us who remain in power, perhaps some humility. Perhaps the way to transformation is to begin to see one another and our role within society with new eyes, freshened by Christ. In the role less traveled, Jesus, who is the Messiah, does not do what people expect. He does not raise an army, and he does not destroy the Romans. But instead, in the role less traveled, Jesus dies on a cross, heals the leper, embraces the Gentile. I wonder if that unexpected way of being in the world is not exactly what God may be up to for us as well. Just when we think maybe it has all been done and maybe things will settle back again, this morning I wake up to the news that 7 officers were shot in Baton Rouge, 3 dead. It follows the tragedy in Nice, which follows the tragedy in put whatever you want in there. Again and again, we cast each other in roles, and we cannot see beyond those roles to find in one another the God who first made us and who sustains us and for God's sake enlightens us. The role less traveled is the role certainly where we serve one another and where we sit at the feet of the Master in love, that does not insist on its own greatness or its own power, that does not see the other as someone to be automatically frightened by. There's a meme running around that's really, really unfortunate. There's a meme running around on the internet and on Facebook and in different groups that say, you know, the thing we need to do is kill cops, because all cops hate people of color. And there's a sense among our law enforcement that every car must be approached as if inside there's an armed person waiting to kill. Change for such a world can only be for us to begin to shift our roles. For Mary to understand Martha, and for Martha to understand Mary, and for them together to create a new world. For those of us who have the fortunate dignity of power, to use it responsibly and to share it with those who do not have power. For us to insist on the rights and the worth of our neighbor. To be gathered into, as it said in our opening hymn, a house where all are not only welcome, but loved and respected. It will mean both Mary and Martha will have to pour out some of themselves for one another, for the sake of a transformed world. There is a role less traveled that Christ calls us to each and every day, to be immersed in God's Spirit and God's wisdom, but also to be poured out in God's service, in God's work, in God's love. A role less traveled, but honored and needed. Amen.